So this next issue I want to cover is about Macas Medina, but also to look at, not to directly analyze Macas Medina, but to look at a kind of fact pattern and see which rules, which principles get applied to it. Are the Rishonim analyzing it from the perspective of Macas Medina, or are they applying other rules? And that will shed some light on the hierarchy that the Rishonim attribute to the different principles that we've seen. So we've already taken a look at this Chuvas Maimonios. The basic fact pattern that we'll look at is you rent a property to somebody, and then the property either burns down or it's unusable because of some background weather health condition in the neighborhood. What's the rule for assigning the loss? So we already saw this Chuvas Maimonios in Chav Zayin. You'll remember the case. This is a Chuvah of the Rosh Mishans. This fellow, Mordechai Ber Eliezer, rented a house, Meisha Achas. He paid her in advance, and then the house burnt down, Nisraf Toches Yamim, and he's suing to recover his money. And she's saying, I don't have your money anymore. So he rented a house, he prepaid, the house burns down. Is he entitled to a refund? You recall the Chuvas Maimonios, citing the Rosh Mishans here, analyze this from the perspective of the Schiras Mechira Liyome idea. He said, in Mistabra Afilu HaKol Chayv L'Shalim HaSocher Divershuso Nafal D'Chol Yimei Schiras Habayis Bershuso. So he wanted to analyze this through the lens of, look, the Socher is the Bailim, Mazalo Garam, Socher gets stuck with the bill. At the end of the tshuva, though, he shifts gears and he says, "Omiyu hacha kivin de nisr fahir havale makas medina," and so you get a nichoy min aschiros, right? So he shifted gears, saying, "Generally, we'd say schiros mechiro liyome, but that doesn't apply in a makas medina, either because you can't say mazalo garam, or as Cole was suggesting earlier, right? The gravity kind of pulls you back to the real default ownership of the balakarga." So the bottom line for this Chuvas Maimonios in Simchav Zayin is what? What happens when the property burns down? When the whole city burns down in a Makas Medina? Does the tenant get a refund?
No, I don't think he gets a
refund. Cool, read this. Yeah. So he thinks that
that's for not used yet.
Yeah, for the not used, right. For the not used pine, correct.
Okay, fine.
So he thinks that when you have this fact pattern of a city burning down, the tenant does not have to pay for the unused time, and he appeals to Makas Medina to bolster his ruling. We get another tshuva, Chuvas Maimonios Simin Mem Zayin. This is a tshuva of Marami Rotenberg. You always got to look to the last line to know who the author of the tshuva is. Similar case, Mashashal Adoni al Bate Yehudim Hamuskarim La'acherim Shenisrafu V'Hamaskirim Tovim Scharam Mishalem V'Af Min Hayamim Shelo Darbo Hasocher. Similar fact pattern, the city burns down, or at least these homes of the Jews burn down. He doesn't say it's a Makas Medina, but he says that these Bate HaYehudim HaMuskarim L'Acherim were destroyed, consumed by fire. Do the tenants have to pay for the period they couldn't use it? He says, Nira li didami l'sfina zu v'yayin stam, dimatzi l'meimar socher anna ma'isina chamra havei sfinascha. So he says this is a classic case of Yayin Stam Sfina Zoo. The tenants say that we're ready to use the property, and it's the landlord who's failing to provide it. So what's the rule then? Who wins? Who gets stuck with the loss? Don't everyone shout out at the same time? If it's a Svina Zu Yayin Stam case, who gets stuck with the loss?
The Baal Svina.
Yeah, the Baal Svina, meaning the Baal Abayis, right? The Baal Abayis is the one who's failing to provide the property. So the tenants basically get a refund, right? This is consistent with the earlier tshuva. Sorry. This is analyzed from a different perspective from the earlier tshuva. He doesn't look at this as a makas medina, but notice that the earlier tshuva thought that absent the makas medina, you would appeal to the principle of schiras mechira liyome, meaning the tenant should lose. In Simon Mem Zayin, though, the tshuva's memonios, again, this is the Maram, not the Rosh Mishans, he says that, assuming this is not a makas medina, the Baal HaBayis loses when the house burns down because of Svina Zu Yayin Stam. The Baal HaBayis is in default. He's failing to provide the property. Okay? He does not tell us explicitly whether this is a Makas Medina or not. I guess Lechora, he's assuming it's not a Makas Medina. But either way, he thinks the Baal HaBayis loses simply by applying the default, the party in default rule from the Svina case. Look now at this controversial psach of the Maram Tikhtin. Maram Tikhtin is a tshuva of the Ramah. He has hagos on the Mordechai. And he discusses a similar case. Reuven Hiskir Bayis L'Shimon. Oh, let me just mention one more thing. We already saw the tshuva of the Ravan, who dealt with a very similar case. The Jews fled town. And the Ravan's conclusion was, Makas Medina, you split the loss. Right? That was the Ravan's novel reading of the Gemara's discussion on Kuf Vav, which gets you to a different conclusion from the Chuas Maimonios and Simon Chav Zayin, who says that the tenant gets a full discount. Maram Tikhtin discusses a similar case. He says, Reuven Hiskir Bayis L'Shimon L'Shana V'Nichnas Bo V'Achar Kach Nishavish Shinui Avir Misas Dever Barminin. So there's some sort of plague or disease going around the town, Be'ir. The Yotza Shimon Bain Hayotzim. So Shimon the tenant flees town. The Achshav Shimon Ma'akev Schiruso Kfimashal Adarbo. He doesn't want to pay rent for the time that he had to flee. The Hore Hamore. So the Maram Tikhtin quotes his Rebbe as paskening. Hoil Udmea Schirus Hadayin Biad Shimon Hadin Imo. Because the tenant had not yet paid, he doesn't have to cough up the money. Which case? Which permutation of the Gemara is that? It is the Zuvizah case.
Yeah.
Right? Where it's basically neither party has a winning claim, so whoever's holding on to the money wins, right? Okay. And so the Mora here is saying that because the money was not yet paid, that's why the tenant wins. That's how the tenant could hold on to it. But that assumes that he's reading this case as a Zu Vizek case, right? Neither party is more at fault than the other. The Maram Tikhtin himself disagrees with this. He says, "Venira tshuva l'dvarav." I think he gets it wrong. The habehedya shaka v'tari hasam b'gemara heichidami ilay mesfina zuvi ayin stam imnasan amay lo yito, namely havi svinta, etc., etc. The hacha benidon ze kivan shabayis omed ve'ein ho'ones machmas habayis havale kesfina stam b'yayin ze. What's the Maram Tikhtin's objection to the Mora?
It's not the same case. It's not the Zuvizet. It's Stam, because the ship is still there.
Right, so who wins?
The Baal should win.
Yeah, the Baal HaBayis wins because the tenant is the one who ran away, right? The tenant is the one in default. It's like Yayin Zu and Svina Stam, right? So he should be able to collect the rent payment no matter what. So this is a very interesting debate just between even the Mora and the Maram Tikhtin. the Mora who thinks that this is a case where both parties are in the same position, so it depends on whether the money was paid yet. And the Maram Tikhtin's own view, that who thinks that he should the tenant should have to pay no matter what because the tenant's in default for having run away. Now, what do you think they're arguing about? What do you think is going on here? Notice, it's a case where it seems like a lot of people fled, right? It said, V'yotza Shimon bein hayotzim. Right? So what do you think this debate is about? We want to take a stab at it? Donnie, you want to take a stab at it?
Not sure yet. I'm toying with the idea of like how they like look at Makas Medina, but I'm formulating in my head still.
Yeah, I think one thing you might say is that they both agree on the factual description of Makas Medina, right? There was some plague, and so it's a Makas Medina. The question is, which set of rules get applied to Makas Medina? So the Mora is thinking, like the Chachma Shlomo, Sma, Ravan team, that Makas Medina means neither party is at fault. It's like a Zuv is Zek case, or they're both equally at fault, the Maka hits both of them. And therefore, it should depend on who's holding on to the cash, right? Makas Medina is a fault stalemate. So we just adjudicate it based off who's holding on to the cash. Maram Tikhtin maybe disagrees, and maybe he concedes that it's a Makas Medina, but he thinks that even within Makas Medina, we do this discovery process to see if one party factually is more at fault than the other, right? So he agrees that this is a Makas Medina, but even within Makas Medina, we look at the narrow relationship between the parties and see if the Makas Medina has affected one party more than the other. Similar to what we saw, I think, in the Chachma Shlomo earlier, right? In the Mordechai's case, he thought the Makas Medina is affecting the Talmidim, not the teachers. And so here too, the Maram Tikhtin concedes this is a Makas Medina, but you know, Makas Medina is just a factual description. It's not a legal principle. And within the factual description of Makas Medina, we have to figure out if one party is more the ikuv than the other. And in this case, he's arguing that the tenant is because the tenant ran away. I think that's a nice way of making sense of the back and forth here. Anybody of you have thoughts on this? So, Donnie, how does that sound to you?
Sounds good to me.
Sounds good, okay. You can see the Shach in Shin Lamed Aleph Gimel quotes Maram Tikhtin, Ayin Piskei Maram Tikhtin, who has this the psak. He says Upasak Tzarech HaSocher L'Shalim, but Dvarav Tzarech in Ladina. It's a little hesitant to accept Maram Tikhtin's conclusion. The Taz is furious about it. The Taz in Shin Lamed Aleph says, he quotes this. He quotes Maram at the end, but he starts off with the same fact pattern. So again, some pandemic. The exact opposite conclusion of the Maram Tikhtin. Okay. Notice he doesn't even talk about prepayment. So even if the money was prepaid, it sounds like you might think that the Bala Bias loses. Chada, does it have a Makas Medina? D.F. Charlotte Ribatim Shebeir. Okay, so he thinks the mere fact that it's a Makas Medina means that the Bala Bias always loses. Like the straightforward reading of the Gemara on Kufvav. And he says, it is a Makas Medina. Mashma, Makam Shetricha Marov Lavroach, Vade have a Makas Medina. And then he says again, V'yo dalkal panim havishamonis amakas dever of chas v'shalom. V'kivan de balabayis v'socher shneim lo yadu have a hefzad al hamotzi. Shehu ha-balabayis, shehu ha-maskir. Right, he's saying also the motzi mechaver, all of haraya rule, the party being in equipoise, is another reason why the bala karka should lose. Again, earlier when we read this, I was suggesting that maybe this itself is an analysis of why the bala habayis loses in a makas medina. This is the reason for why makas medina makes the bala habayis lose. He says, Ela shereisi psak echa nidfas b'sefer al-fasi. This is the Maram Tikhtin. And he says that's actually a mistake. Clearly, because the Taz is assuming that Makas Medina overrides the party in default rule. It makes it that, or at least it makes it the case that once it's a Makas Medina, we don't look further to see if one party is more at fault than the other. And because he thinks you just apply the superior knowledge rule, which would make it that the bala karka loses. So you see here, there's really a range of views as to what happens in a case where you rent a property and there's some sreifa, or what they call a shinoi avir, which prevents you from using the home. Some rishonim analyze this from the perspective of the pseudo de poalim, parties in equipoise, motzi mechaver al haraya rule. That's the Taz's analysis. Other Rishonim analyze this from the perspective of Makas Medina, that Makas Medina just means automatically either that the Baal HaKarka loses, that's the argument of the Chuvos Maimonios, or that you split the loss, that's the argument of the Ravan that we saw earlier. And then other Rishonim, other views say that it depends who's holding on to the cash. That's the mora of the Maram Tikhtin. I think that flows from a view of Makas Medina as saying that neither party's at fault. And then you have the Maram Tikhtin's own analysis, which may be consistent with the second Chuvos Maimonios, which says that even within a Makas Medina situation, we want to look to see if one party is more at fault than the other, which would mean in the case of a tenant who runs away, that the tenant loses, and in the case of the house burning down, that the Baal HaBayis would be the one to lose. Any comments just on the range of views here in the, you know, Sachar Bayis and the Nisraf or Havashino Yavir and in Yochel Ishtamesh Bo? Any thoughts on this little back and forth? The range of views? Yeah, Kira, you have thoughts on it or? All good? Cole, you have thoughts on the analysis of the post-game here? You're muted.
Sorry, not especially.
Okay. Adam, thoughts?
Same as Cole.
Okay. Yair?
Same as Adam.
Donnie?
Same as Yair.
Ayin Sham. And an infinite regress. Okay, so let's spend the last 10 minutes on the last point I wanted to discuss, the Chuvos Maharam Padua. Give me one second.